Well, welcome to my daily teaching video, coming to you live today from Lyon, France. Having a little coffee out here in Place des Terreaux. Hey, in my teaching videos this week, I'm going to be talking all about developing passion and motivation for the things of God. Now, be honest with me, at times, probably all of us have gone through seasons where we feel we lack passion, maybe we lack motivation concerning the things of God. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how passion comes and how it goes, but how to maintain a life where we can stay at a consistent place of passion and motivation in our walk with God. This will really change your life if you put it into place. I'm going to talk about how to stay passionate about worship, how to become motivated and passionate about reading the Bible, about sharing your faith, about many aspects of the Christian life. Really important teaching. Come on this journey with me. I'm going to do four teachings on that this week and then a Q&A. So good to have you here. Let me do a few quick housekeeping things as usual. Firstly, if you're watching this and you're not yet a Christian, man, I'd love to talk to you about Jesus. Drop me a line, my email or contact details are on my website, and I'd love to do a Zoom call with you, meet up in person, or share Jesus with you. Secondly, I want to say a big thank you. Thank you to all of our partners. I have this incredible Holy Ghost bunch of people I call my ministry partners. The people who walk with us, who fellowship with us, who invite us, who support us financially, and most importantly, who pray and fellowship, who share in the koinonia of the gospel. And I have partners all over the world, some for many years, some new ones. And we are believing God to grow that. If you're not yet a partner, I really encourage you to pray about becoming one. There'll be some details wherever you're watching this. And lastly, I want to say thanks to all of the new subscribers to our YouTube channel as well. We are at 728,000 subscribers, and we're believing to go over 1 million by the end of this year. So thank you guys for that. Lots of new things going on, but check out the links below. And lastly, do sign up for our email newsletter. I know that will bless you. Best way of keeping in touch with me. Boom. Well, in today's lesson, we're going to jump into part three of this little mini series all about passion and motivation. I've been saying for the last previous days how, you know, motivation isn't a Bible word, and yet it is a Bible concept. God is the most passionate person in the universe. God is the most motivated person in the universe. And I believe he wants us to be as well. Jesus was passionate about everything he did. I don't think Jesus ever got up and went, oh, I can't be bothered today. I think I'll sit in and watch Netflix or just, you know, surf Instagram or whatever. He was passionate about the things his Father called him to do. And I believe the Lord wants us to be in that same place as well. Let me read a couple of verses that will help you with this. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. In the Hebrew, it actually says will exchange their strength. Yeah? I'm doing a fan video. We get his strength, he gets our weakness. There's an exchange that goes on. It says, they'll rise up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They will walk and not be faint. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, run in such a way that you may obtain the prize. So how we think and how we walk with God is really, really important. And what I want to do with you guys today, I want you to get you thinking about a connection that exists between our heart and our mind. You know, whenever we think much about something, whenever we put our focus upon it, our heart tends to follow. And I think one of the challenges we have as Christians, and I have it too, but so do you, one of the challenges many of us have is we don't think about God enough. When we go to church, we're in a setting where we're surrounded by the things of God, and we tend to become engaged in the things of God in our thinking. We tend to become passionate about the things of God. We're thinking about God. We sing songs about God. We hear a message about God. We see the sick healed by God. We're encouraging one another while it is yet day in the things of God. What happens is we go home and we're working, we're living often in an environment where the things of God aren't even on the radar. Now, come on, track with me here for a moment. I want to suggest to you, most Christians don't think about God very often during the day. Now, I'm not saying they're thinking about sin or godless things. I'm saying they're thinking about life and kids and meals and shopping and work and taxes and repairs and a million other things. And so often God is far from our thinking. God is there, if you will, in our heart, like in a storage file on a computer, but he's not actually currently on display on the screen of our mind. And whenever something is out of sight, it's out of mind. You know, they say absence makes the heart grow fonder. Well, I don't know if that's always true. I want to suggest to you, when God is absent from your thoughts, you begin to, you know, lose sight of him. There's a verse, in fact, let me find this from the book of Romans. You know, Romans chapter 1, if you have a Bible, let's go there. Romans 1 is a really important chapter in a way, and it's a chapter sometimes Christians don't like. The first half is wonderful. The second half, Paul talks about some really bad sins and lifestyles, people, how people, in a way, Romans 1, the latter half of it is a description of how people walk away from God. Let me say that again. Romans 1 describes how people walk away from God. And we see in this passage some of the terrible sins, you know, adultery, perversion, sexual sins, different things people walk into. But how did they get there? Romans 1 verse 28 says, even as they did not like to retain God in the knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. Let me find one verse again here. Verse 21 says, because they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, neither were thankful. They became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. So they knew God, but they didn't glorify him as God. Yeah? Neither were they thankful. They became futile in their thoughts, and their hearts were darkened. Now, just for a second, let me apply this scripture to a born-again, spirit-filled evangelist like me, or a pastor, or you in your life. Now, I'm not saying we're going to end up in those sins, but on a microscopic level, most of us every day, although we know God, we don't always glorify him as God. I'm not talking about in your life, but I'm talking about in this last hour. You are somebody who knows God, I assume. Have you glorified God in this last hour? No guilt, but have you? Have you thought about, have you been thankful to God in this last hour? Have you thought about him in this last hour? And then what is the state of your heart? There's a acknowledging, there's a glorifying God, a thanking God, a thinking about God, and the state of our heart. And here's how we stay motivated. We glorify God, we're thankful to God, we think about the things of God. So what happens to us is we live a life where we're just busy, trapped in one thing or another, and God, although we love him in our hearts at an experiential level, is often far from us. What often happens is we lose all passion and motivation for the things of God. And the things of God seem far off, seem distant, and frankly, although nobody will ever say this in church, they seem unattractive. And I believe God wants you to be attracted by who he is. He wants you to delight to do his will. A verse I've read every day in this series is Psalm 40 verse 8. Lord, I delight to do your will. Why? Because your word is hidden in my heart. There's a story I heard years ago about a young man in France who was in love with this young lady, passionately loved her, wanted to marry her. And he had to go away and do his military service, which at the time, when I moved to France in the early 90s, it was still 2 years. So this young man had to go off and serve in a foreign land for 2 years. And he was so in love with this young lady, he decided, I'm going to write her a letter every single day. So every day for 2 years, he wrote a long, passionate love letter and mailed it. Every evening went to the mailbox, boom, boom, for every day for 2 years, 600-700 letters. He came back, and on the day he returned, he found out she'd married the postman, the mailman. Now, it's a joke, obviously, but think about that. Why did she marry the mailman? Because she saw him every day. Did you catch that? She saw him every day. And I believe if we're going to stay passionate about the things of God, what we've actually got to do is what Colossians 3 says, set our mind on things above. We've actually got to bake God into our life, into our thinking. It's really interesting with the Jewish nation, because God gave them the culture. They didn't evolve the culture over time. Literally, Moses came down the mountain and said, here's your culture, go live. And what God did in the Jewish culture in a myriad of large and small ways was to bake the reality of God into the thinking of the Jewish people through every feast, every festival, every Sabbath, every tassel. You know, they'd tie to the herd, they'd put scriptures in there. They'd write scriptures on the doorposts of their houses. They were surrounded by a culture which reminded them of God. And I want to suggest to you, if we want to become passionate about the things of God, I believe we actually need to learn to do that same thing, to bring God into our thinking, to remind ourselves. I will often, I mean, I literally have a timer here on my Apple Watch, where sometimes I have programmed this little button here. See this orange button? I can press this, and what happens is it starts a timer on my watch. I'm going to show you that. Boom. Now, whatever. And what will, yeah, right now I have a timer going on here. And every 30 minutes, my watch is now going to silently buzz. Why do I do that? Because I know I get busy. I'm the guy I spoke about. And what happens when my watch silently buzzes? I just say, stop, wherever I am, and I glorify God. I thank God. I keep God in my mind, and my heart then becomes soft and tender and will follow. Romans 1, verse 21. I encourage you to read that verse right now, to think about it, and then to learn to apply it in your life. And I believe you can build that life of passion. Hey, I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to talk about building a long-term strategy to have this life of passion and motivation, how to come back when you've lost some of that motivation, which we all do at times, how to rebuild it, and how to get to a place of momentum in your passion and motivation in the things of God. Thanks for watching, guys. I will be back tomorrow. Do hit the subscribe button down there and check out the links below. Bye for now.